But I was a troubled teen. I grew up in central Alberta around a lot of white people. I didn't really have a lot of native people around me when I was younger. And I dealt with a lot of extreme racism, and I ended up in and out of jail, and I lived on the streets for almost about 3 years. And then I moved to Calgary, lived on the streets for almost another 2 years. And some of my family members sold Native art on the streets and gave me a folder of my family's art and told me I could sell it. And so the art made it easier for me than panhandling, and I was making more money than panhandling from selling art. And I enjoyed selling art, and then I wanted to work on my own. And then I got better and better at art, and it gave me purpose and brought proudness into my heart and my spirit. And I really liked to be Indian. That dawning point of selling Native art made me really proud to be Indian.